It was her tone that sent videos of Karen's testimony circulating online, a mode of speech familiar across the country, but especially redolent for anyone who truly loves the Upper Midwest. There's a special note of aggressive contempt that can be layered into the diphthongs and glottal stops of what linguists call inland North America English, and Karen used it lavishly. She embraced, under questioning, the rhetorical mode in which argument is conducted mostly via attitude, derisive stares, obstinate snorts, the sort of stuff that tells you a fight is going to be less about the fights than about who's prepared to tackle someone in the middle of a major supercenter. Karen so resembled a particular Saturday Night Live character, Cecily Strong, who hails from the Chicago suburbs, as the snotty, incomprehensible girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party, that it was inevitable a version of her would turn up on that Saturday show. By the next day, reports were spreading about Karen's criminal history. The best case she should have presented against Dominion at that point was that it had employed her in the first place. Just one day earlier, across the country, a man in Georgia grabbed attention with a very different piece of video. Gabrielle Sterling, a state elections official, appeared at a news conference to thunder that attacks on the election had gone too far, that the paranoid lies being circulated were on the verge of getting someone hurt or killed, and the Republicans who refused to lower the temperature were corroding the backbone of democracy. For a certain stripe of liberal, this was pure wish fulfillment, the kind of thing they'd spent 5 years constantly craving, despite every indication it would happen rarely and matter hardly at all, a Republican forced to openly stand on principle against the pressure of his peers.